Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We return to our study of Romans chapter 1, and we're at verse 28, and we're talking about the mind. We read in verse 28, "And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved or a reprobate mind to do those things which are not proper." So evidently, when God judges a person or a community or a nation, one of the things that he does is removes their ability to think properly. Again, I suppose, just removes his restraints or removes his influences, his righteous influences, his godly influences, and leaves men's minds in their fallen, sinful state without the divine help which they need to sort things out in a proper way, and that leads to wrong thinking. They can't think properly, logically, and yet, of course, they think they are. So that's the problem. When your thinking is wrong, but you don't know your thinking is wrong, then the thinking you're doing, you think is right. And there's no way to correct it because your mind is not thinking properly. We call that insanity. But you see, there's more insanity in this world than what we generally diagnose that way. Sometimes we question the industry of psychiatry and psychology, which seems to find so many things wrong with people, and such a high percentage of the population which is not in good mental health, and so forth and so on. And there's actually a grain of truth in that, just like there isn't so many things. The problem is the people who are trying to provide the answers are generally just as mixed up as the people they're trying to help. They don't think any better, they don't think any more soundly than the people that they're trying to help. It's the blind leading the blind. They'll all fall into a ditch. Have you ever noticed how many people go into the field of psychology because they're trying to figure out what's wrong with themselves? I've seen that over and over and over again. I've had a troubled childhood. I have all kinds of problems. I seem mixed up. So maybe if I major in psychology, I can get straightened out. I can figure out what's wrong with me. Well, after you've invested in a college education in that field and maybe gone on to graduate school in that field, you're going to have to do something with it, even if you haven't gotten straightened out yet. Now you've got to make a living, so what do? You make a living in the field that you are qualified from a degree standpoint to make a living in, so now you've got mixed up people trying to help mixed up people. So no wonder everybody's mixed up. And there really is a measure of truth in this idea that there is a great increase in mental problems today, and the answer as to why that's so is found right here in Romans chapter 1. Verse 28, "And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind." So if our American society is farther from God, farther from truth, farther from righteousness, farther from the Bible today than it was in a previous generation, then we shouldn't be surprised that God has given our society over to mental problems. Mental illnesses, mental incapacities, inability to think and reason properly. That's the judgment of God upon societies that do not see fit to acknowledge him any longer. That's what he tells us here. Now, before I keep going, I need to pause and mention that this is the last day that I will offer Sermon of the Month number 2, a Beacon Pulpit Bible study entitled, Three More Expressions of Christian Love and Unity. Three More Expressions of Christian Love and Unity from Romans chapter 14, verses 15 and 16, sent without cost to all who write or email us and give us your name and address and the call letters of the station where you hear the Beacon broadcast. Our address again is Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201, and our email address is beacon@netpath.net. beacon@netpath.net. Now I want to explore another avenue in this whole issue of the mind and how the mind works and how can we know whether our mind is working properly or not. Let's for a moment explore the implications of evolution in this realm. If you believe in evolution, you believe that everything about man has evolved slowly over a period of time and is basically the product of random happenings, no design, no purpose, no higher power, random happenings, just accidental mergings of various chemicals and forces that have brought about the development, a series of mutations. Mutations are changes in bodily structure because of defective genes and so forth. Mutations, dear friends, don't produce better things. But anyway, this is the theory. Mutations actually are an evidence of decay and decline. And they almost always produce things, virtually always produce things that are worse, not better. But anyway, that question aside, if our thinking ability, the operation of our brain, is simply the product of random happenings, then how can we depend upon it for any kind of wisdom or logic? Why do we think that our thoughts that come to us as a result of this kind of randomness are to be depended upon? It's rather apparent, isn't it, that most evolutionists are quite certain that they have the superior answer to the question of origins and superior wisdom. They are generally very committed to their own thought processes as being correct. But I would like to ask how they can have any confidence in their thinking processes, acknowledging as they do that all of these have come about by random chance. Do you get my point? Whereas, on the other hand, if you believe, as I do, that men are created by God, are the product of design and wisdom and purpose, that God has created man as he is. Man is now in a fallen condition, of course, but God created man. God created his capacities, his mental capacities, along with his other capacities. And he did so that men could know and commune with who? God. God designed it that way. Therefore, we would expect our minds to have an ability to reason properly. We would expect our minds, as created by God, to have a capacity to understand divine truth and to seek and know God. God made us for that purpose. He designed us with that in mind. But, of course, if in rebellion against him, his creatures say, we will not use our minds that way. We don't want to know about you. We reject the knowledge that you give us of yourself. Then we shouldn't be surprised if God gives us up to a depraved mind that loses its capacity to know and understand truth, capital T, because to know and understand truth is to know and understand God. Jesus is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You reject God. You've rejected truth. You are left in darkness. You are left without truth. You are left without an ability to understand and pursue truth. You are left with scrambled, illogical thinking. Well, none of us have a capacity to think correctly except by God's gracious help. Since we are all fallen sons of Adam and do not reflect perfectly our original creation before the fall, therefore we need God's help for our minds to be restored to their pre-fall capacity to know and understand truth, to know and understand God. God can help us with that. God does help us with that. God graciously helps us with that. But if we don't value the help which He gives, if we reject it, don't want it, prefer our own scrambled, dark, illogical thoughts to God's pure, holy, righteous, and absolutely true thoughts, then God will diminish our capacity to deal with truth logically. And what are we left with? We're left in illogical darkness. And that's what we find here in Romans 1:28. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. This is why it is very important that you be a humble seeker of truth. This is why it is very important that you acknowledge your dependence upon God. This is why it's very important that you ask God to help you to understand what is true and what is false. This is why it is very important that as you open your Bible to study it, you acknowledge that God, the Holy Spirit, must enable you to understand the truth that is found in those pages, or else you will not understand it. Indeed, God must help you to understand all truth. There's a saying that we hear a lot today, which properly understood is a very good saying, namely that all truth is God's truth, meaning that all of God's truth isn't found in the Bible. We can find truth elsewhere. That's absolutely correct. Anything that is true is God's truth. All truth is God's truth. The problem is that man doesn't have the capacity to distinguish between truth and error except by the aid of the Spirit of God. And if he rejects God, rejects the Bible that God has given, I will not use that as a basis to understand truth, then man has no way to sort out what is right, what is wrong, what is true, what is false. He can go around slinging the slogan, all truth is God's truth, as if he has found truth someplace else apart from the Bible. And now he grasps onto this and says, ah, here's a truth. This comes from God. This is equally valid to the Bible. It cancels out the Bible. No, it doesn't. You're right. All truth is God's truth. But God's truth in nature, in creation, in history, and wherever you find it, doesn't contradict the written revelation that he's given us called the Bible. If it does, it's not true. It's false. And there's only one way you can tell, and that's to use the Bible as your yardstick. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.